Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest, greatest episode of the Stigma Enigma. I am your host, Roxy Lovesick, and let's just get right into it. So, as you may or may not have known, I have relocated. I am currently residing in Hollywood, California, Los Angeles. And this came about in a very peculiar way. It was seemingly at first my very own Chatterbait success story, which I guess it still is technically. However, that being said, sometimes I jump the gun on things a bit early and I try and be optimistic, but sometimes things don't work out the way that you hope that they will. That being said, I still am optimistic, and I still think that things can turn around, but I feel like people should just be a little bit more honest with themselves, and then with other people as well. But I'm about to begin cleaning my room that I am staying in, because it really gets messy very, very easily. So we'll come back after these messages. And welcome back to the Stigma Enigma, the latest episode of the Stigma Enigma, and I am your superb and wonderful host, Roxy Lovesick. So, I have been here in the same location in Hollywood for about going on 3 months, but not quite 3 months yet. The last, almost 3 weeks, my host that brought me out here, convinced me to come out here, you know. But anyway, they're not even around. They left, they bounced, don't really know where exactly they are, and so then that's that. With them, they have the only vehicle that I have had access to, so I have been reliant upon Uber and Lyft. Now, I'm not that familiar with them, but I'm certainly learning very quickly all about them. So basically, I have to go every other day down the road about, or down the highway or whatever, about 13 minutes. So it's like a 13 minute drive. I go there to get my dose and then I come back. I've been coming down off of methadone. I'm only on 15 milligrams and used to be on like 110 milligrams plus. Was drinking extra at one point, but anyway, I haven't been able to go and dose in about 5 days. How do I feel? Not great, I will be honest. However, I went and purchased a 75 count bottle of Kratom, and you know, it's pretty surprising how well it actually works for the withdrawals and stuff. So yeah, any kind of opiates, really, any kind of opioid or opiate withdrawal that you might have, just go get some Kratom. Just ask them inside of the smoke shop or whatever to recommend the kind that, you know, is good for withdrawal, you know? Because that's what I did, and it is good for withdrawal. I will give her that. She recommended the best. But anyway, I'm considering possibly just kicking the shit from here, from this point. I wanted to maybe drop down a little bit lower, 10 or 5 milligrams. But I mean, so far, I really don't feel that terrible, like compared to what I should be feeling like. So I want to do a little bit more research on this Kratom. But it's very possible that I might just be kicking the methadone once and for all, ladies and gentlemen. And that's a huge fucking deal for me, honestly, because there was a time where I was certain that I would be on methadone and Xanax until I died. And I was okay with that, truthfully. It was cool, as long as I didn't go back on my old bullshit. Back on that H bullshit. But yeah, that was always, like, cool by me. Just didn't want to go backwards. Didn't want to end up in the pits of Baltimore, Maryland. Strung out on dope. But now here I am in the pits of Hollywood. Super spun. But yeah, I think I'm positive that if I'm optimistic enough. But no, I think just being grateful, really, like, I think that as a nation and as a generation, we are fucking spoiled, America. Like, we're a bunch of spoiled, rotten fucking cunts. And you know what? Like, we have it made. We have the best of everything that's ever been, you know? We have access to unlimited knowledge at our fingertips. We have Wi-Fi. We bitch when the Wi-Fi is out. Or, like, we fucking, you know, it's like, there are people on this planet that have to walk miles to get clean drinking water. Like, our grandparents and great-grandparents have fought in bloody fucking, like, combat battles, World War II and, like, the fucking, the Great Depression, like, just so many fucked up shit, so much fucked up shit has gone down in the past that our fucking ancestors have endured so that we can live this cushy fucking life in present day. I'm just ranting, though. But anyway, I think that I want to go and take my dog for a walk in about 45 minutes. Part of me is scared to walk my dog when it's, like, still dark outside. But then I'm like, oh shit, I have a pit bull and nobody wants to fuck with him. But yeah, he recently has not been feeling that great. I had run out of food that, so I had some dog food for him, and he basically I think he's allergic to it, or something is up with it, because he basically ended up with, like, diarrhea and was puking, and it was just a mess. So I couldn't afford to go in an Uber to the store and back to get dog food, because of the fact that Uber and Lyft have jacked their fucking rates up so high that it costs it, like, the quote I was, when I looked to, like, see how much it was gonna cost, and I looked several different times, but I think it was like $74 just to go 10 minutes away and back. Like, what the fuck? Who, like, I wish I would have known that you need a fucking car when you live in LA. I was under the impression that I would at least have a ride, or that my host or whatever, whoever, you know, would be, you know, like, looking out to make sure that if I didn't have a ride, that I would get an Uber or whatever. But it's turning out to be like it always is, where your girl has to just fend for herself. But that's okay, because your girl is a resilient fucking wench. And she will definitely survive. I feel like I've been through so much shit in my life, starting at, like, such a young age. I feel like I can pretty much take on anything at this point. I don't think I should have to, you know? I feel like the type of person that I am and the shit that I go through sometimes just doesn't match up. Just doesn't make sense. But that being said, sometimes you kind of get a sense that, like, your current chapter is over, you know? You, like, need to move on to the next chapter in your life. And that's how I was feeling when I was like, okay, I want to move to Vegas. Or when that became, okay, I'm going to go to LA. Like, it was ready. I was ready for the next chapter. That being said, after I've been here for like 3 months or whatever, I'm starting to feel like I'm ready for the next chapter. Everyone keeps telling me, everyone keeps telling me that like LA is like the hub, you know, it's like the best fucking spot to be to do what I'm doing, as far as like the porn aspect of it and, you know, content creation is concerned. But I feel like I can do that shit from anywhere, and I can always travel and fly like into LA to do a shoot if I was to do it in a studio or whatever. But I don't know, I just think that I like doing the pro amateur porn a lot. I've never done a professional shoot yet, but like I would like to try it at least once or twice, and just to, you know, just to know that like if I do like it, whatever. But that day will come, and when it does, I'm gonna be ready for it. I'm gonna be ready for it, America. Don't you worry. Stay tuned. All right, and here is the promos. Here come the promos. But no, seriously, you guys should check out roxylovesick.com, my personal website. I'm very proud of it. You can view my webcam. I've embedded my chatterbait cam right into my website. I have my poetry on there. I have a store option. I have a wish list because I don't trust Amazon and their wish list. it's awesome. But also the best part, I think, one of the best parts, is that the website has now available where you can purchase downloadable videos of mine, which has come at the right time, because when I first had started that website, they didn't have that available as an option. And now it's available. And I'm pretty sure it has something to do with the fact that when I had subscribed with like the premium membership, with the website builder, they, were doing like a half hour Skype with a developer, for each, you know, subscription. So that was one of the main things that I had recommended or asked, you know, if they could do or make happen. So yeah, it's pretty awesome. But I just put up a new video. It's called The Dick, The Dildo, and The DVP. I'm not sure if it's a play on the good, the bad, and the ugly, or The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Like, it's kind of like, it could be either or. So I'll let you decide, America. But definitely check that shit out, because it is fucking hot. It's available for download for $14.99, and there's plenty of other videos as well on there. Stay tuned for more, because I have to basically, I'm gonna pull all of my videos that are available on my Model Hub off of Model Hub, because it's not like anybody can buy them right now anyway. The credit card companies have pulled their funding or their payout system from Pornhub and from Model Hub. So it's kind of irrelevant to even have paid content right now on there. So, and plus, like, if I'm selling it directly from my website, I'm not giving such a big chunk away to Pornhub or Model Hub or wherever. Same thing goes for Chatterbait too. Like, I have a lot of videos available for sale on Chatterbait, but I'm gonna pull those down, most of them anyway, and put them only on my website. So that way you get to support me instead of the actual website that is hosting that content. So yeah, just wanted to shout that promo out. Also, for those of you that don't know, I run 2 private stories on Snapchat that is considered to be my premium. And
For $30 a month, you can subscribe and have access to both of those private stories. I post and upload daily to it, to those both, and it's good fucking good shit. It's $60 a year, or for $100, you can get lifetime access. So check that shit out, and yeah. I also have a new Discord server. So I'm pretty sure it's for, like, if you want to purchase access to that, on my Chatterbait cam show, you can tip me. I believe it's 35 tokens. I'm not quite sure. I would have to double check, but I'm pretty sure it's not anything crazy because I don't, you know, I'm still, it's just one more platform for me. So I don't post, you know, super frequently. It still remains to be Chatterbait, Snapchat, and yeah, pretty much Snapchat and Chatterbait are like my main two. But I'm trying to like keep up with everything else. You know, I post to Instagram occasionally, I post to Reddit occasionally. So just hit me up if you aren't sure what my name is on a certain site. Usually it's XXXLovesick for most of them. My OnlyFans too. But yeah, so just check out my shit and support your fucking local sex worker or your favorite sex worker, your favorite adult entertainer, your favorite fucking porn star, your favorite cloud blowing enthusiast. Just show your support because this is how I fucking like make my living. So, you know, as much as I love being an exhibitionist for you guys, and girls and everything in between, you know, the sauce ain't free. So yeah, just show your love and support for my craft and my work and my art, and I will love you forever and ever. All right, guys, this has been the Stigma Enigma podcast promo, and I am your host, Roxy Lovesick, checking out. Love you guys. See you on cam.